It is 5 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Islamic State executioner identified. Media reports say the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostage beheadings has been tentatively identified. Reports quote friends of Mohammed Mwazi as saying they believe he is the tall, London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. Asim Qureshi works with Muslims in conflict with British intelligence services. He is not sure Mwazi is Jihadi John, but he does know him.
You might be surprised to know that the Muhammad that I knew was extremely kind, extremely gentle, extremely soft-spoken, was the most humble young person that I knew.
Mwazi is reported to be a Kuwait-born middle-class Londoner who practiced Islam. European intelligence sources are refusing to confirm the identification. A U.S. National Security Council spokeswoman will not confirm or deny the reports about the identity of Jihadi John. An activist group says a number of Assyrian Christians kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria is now up to at least 220. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighters captured people during the past 3 days as they took control of 10 villages in Hasaka province. Ukrainian troops have begun withdrawing artillery from a frontline eastern village located near the devastated town of Debaltseve under the watchful eye of European monitors who are overseeing a ceasefire deal reached earlier this month. For a second straight day on Thursday, Ukraine's military officials reported no combat fatalities in the regions near the Russian border.